Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, December 12, 2014, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, applauds Congress for including language in the year-end funding bill, amendment to H.R. 83, that prohibits funding for new permits that are outside the United States and the European Union Open Skies Agreement. Lawmakers expressed serious concern that the application from Norwegian Air International, or NAI, violates the U.S. and EU Open Skies Agreement, labor law, and undercuts safety and security standards for the industry. The amendment to H.R. 83 is not the only step to help deny NAI. It is now up to the Department of Transportation, the DOT, to finish the job and deny NAI's application for a foreign air carrier permit. Read AFA's full media release on our website. Tertiary Phase 3 vacation awards have been completed and are posted and available for viewing in your Unimatic VacBid screens. Flight attendants have the opportunity to use the post-trade or POSTRD functions of the Flight Attendant Trade Board to post information advertising for desired vacation trades. Once you've identified a potential vacation trade or trades, submit one trade at a time via DIS*679-60. Additional vacation trading information is available on DIS*27874. We recommend that you review the following vacation trading rules before submitting trades. Per Section 18.S of our contract, each flight attendant is permitted two vacation trades per year. Trades involving Primary Vacations Phase 1 award must be for the same or equal total number of Primary Phase 1 vacation days. Vacation trades must be between two flight attendants at the same domicile. Vacation trades must be submitted via DIS*67960. Once processed, a confirmation meter will be sent to your domicile and will be reflected in the 2015 actual vacation section of the VacBid screen. When trading secondary or tertiary vacation periods, trades involving periods of unequal length will result in the smaller number of vacation days being awarded to each flight attendant. Vacation trades are processed by the Flight Attendant Support Team, FAST, and must be received by the last day of the flight attendant schedule month, 2 months prior to the month in which the vacation resides, with the following exceptions. When trading vacations contained wholly within the same schedule month, trades must be received prior to the opening of the schedule bidding for the month involved. January vacation trade requests must be submitted by December 15, 2014, and February vacation trade requests must be submitted by December 30, 2014. For additional information, please review our annual vacation article on unitedafa.org. Our contract provides the ability for flight attendants to trade their unused vacation for an open vacation period throughout the year. Section 18.G of our contract requires that all unawarded or vacated primary vacation days must be posted for interim vacation bids. Interim vacation bidding opens on the first business day, the weekday, of the schedule month and remains open for 7 consecutive days. One exception is if you were scheduled a January or February vacation in the annual award, you are not eligible to bid out of these by the use of the interim bid. You may, however, move your entire February vacation to any other vacation period within the February schedule month. Interim bids must be submitted via the company's Flying Together website. For more information and help with the interim bid process, please review the article on our website. December 15th is the last day to order your replacement name bars. Flight attendants who did not receive name bars with their alias or nickname have the opportunity to order replacement name bars printed at the company's expense. For more information and to order replacement name bars, please visit our website. Did you know contract education guides? The United MEC Communication Committee has been expanding our contract education section of the United MEC website. Today we have added two more guides, how to submit a vacation trade and how to submit a reserve letter trade, for a total of 34 Did You Know guides, 4 reference handbooks, and 1 PDF guide for smartphones and tablets. We invite you to review these guides on the contract education section of our website. This year, management will again offer flight attendants the Attendance Point Credit Program. Let us be clear, there is no expectation that anyone who is sick should come to work when they are sick. However, a no absence during this period over the holidays will generate a 1-point credit to be banked and applied toward any future point-generating occurrence under the following circumstances. If you work a flight segment and or stand reserve during December 15, 2014 through January 5, 2015, local domicile time, and if you generate zero attendance points as defined in Section 2 of the 2008 Discipline and Dispute Resolution Side Letter during this same December 15, 2014 through January 5, 2015 period. The 1 point credit will offset the first point generating occurrence after January 5, 2015. There is no expiration date for the 1 point credit, and should the segment work during this period experience a delay beyond January 5, 2015, it will still qualify for the credit. At the conclusion of this year's holiday period, documentation of the 1 point credit for attendance will be noted in your work history, that's FDWH, and your record screen in Unimatic. On Wednesday, United announced flight attendants will receive an iPhone 6 Plus sometime in the second quarter of 2015. During the initial rollout, the devices will only include a few programs for flight attendants. However, it will later include the Flight Attendant Operations Manual, the FAOM. The United Master Executive Council, the MEC, is looking forward to working together with the company to ensure all contractual obligations are met while developing this tool that will assist flight attendants in their roles as safety professionals. United reported their November operational results with a consolidated travel revenue passenger miles decrease of 0.3% and consolidated capacity available seat miles decrease of 0.4% when compared with November 2013 operational performance. United's November 2014 consolidated load factor increased 0.1 points compared to November 2013. Our joint negotiating committee, the JNC, completed another 2 weeks of negotiations with United Management in Chicago. The JNC has provided an update through the Our United newsletter. All JNC updates can be found on the JNC website at ourunited.org. If you're not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, please do so also on ourunited.org. And that's all for tonight, and thank you for calling.